Yep. Good evening, September 18th, 2019, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. After the flag salute, we'll observe a moment of silence. I note that apparently in the, well, it's reportedly in the past 2 weeks, the 17th soldier has been killed in Afghanistan, and we've had 30 police officers in the country killed in the line of duty. So would you please rise for the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First up, presentation of minutes. We have in front of us the minutes of the regular meeting from September 4th, 2019, and the executive session meeting on September 4th, 2019. Any comments, corrections, or motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the September 4th regular meeting minutes and the meeting minutes of the executive session.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We'll now offer the public an opportunity to comment, limited to agenda items only, reminding everyone that the meeting is recorded and posted on the website promptly. Is there a motion to open a public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone would like to make a comment, limited to agenda items only. Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Then the next item of business is a public hearing for ordinance number 2019-07, an ordinance amending Chapter 269, Parks and Playgrounds of the Township of Lebanon, otherwise known as adding the hunting procedures to the township ordinance. Any discussion by the committee before we open to public comment? If not, is there a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open a public hearing.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 What was
that? Mine wasn't ringing, but somebody's fine. Anyway, can we do the roll call?
I did yes. I don't know if we're going to pass me or not.
I think we're in the middle of the roll call. Sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We're now open to the public comment regarding ordinance number 2019-07. Seeing no public comment, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, would there be any further discussion or a motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-07?
And then basically what we're waiting on, just clearly, is the EOSC to give us what they feel is part of the resolution. They'll actually, I'll say, cement it for this year, you know, what they recommend for amount of hunters in which properties. So this doesn't establish it 100% until we get that and then make that resolution.
And that's also going to say that for certain years we're going to allow bow
but just,
other
it's
years.
One, it's this year.
That's it.
Yeah, we're doing 1 year
okay,
at a time.
Okay, good. And because I know it mentions other weapons. I was going to mention that in there, but I heard the resolution's going to cover.
Correct, which what they recommend.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think the consensus is first year is going to be strictly bow just
right.
to get a feel for it. It's and then move from there. So, mm-hmm. But they're going to come back with us, hopefully, after their next meeting with a recommendation as to which properties and how many, you know, hunters.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-07.
I'll second it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So then we have no resolutions at this time. Excuse me. Old business. The first item of old business goes back to 2017. This is an agreement of sale for approximately 2 acres at 661 Woodglen Road. This would be to connect township-owned property that we own along with the New Jersey Water Supply Authority that's often called the Gracie property, and Mickwin Woods owned by the county. It's about a 2-acre triangle, approximately. This first came to the Township Committee as Resolution 40, 2017. The committee agreed to enter a contract for purchase price of $8,800 plus expenses that we would absorb. In that original contract, it was noted that the survey for the property owner, which dates back, I think, 100 years, didn't close because different properties have been carved off over the years. The property owner decided that she wanted to get her survey in order, so that's what we've now waited for. Within the past week or so, she came back and has now signed the contract. Her attorney has proposed a couple of amendments. One amendment is that they're putting in a deed notice that the township will post the boundaries with no trespassing at the boundary of her remaining property, so that knowing that the reason we're acquiring this is specifically for trail access. So that's one. There's a slight, I would say, technical adjustment to the description of the remaining deeds because she has now filed subsequent deeds. And then there's a proposal to increase the reimbursement to the seller's attorney from $1,000 to $1,500. I looked to the attorney. Matt, have you had a chance to review?
Yes, Karen and I reviewed it last week, and I do point out that $500 increase.
The other technical legal changes you're comfortable with?
Correct.
Excuse me. So, just to let everyone know where we're going, I think the first motion we would entertain would be a motion to accept the amendments to the contract, and then the second motion would be to proceed with the acquisition under the amendments from Resolution 40, 2017. With that, I open it up to any discussion by the committee.
Yeah, this just so that, is this what is this open space and that open space, and it's going to go like right through here, the triangle? I can't
actually. This is the, I can't see for the Gracie property is to the north, and the county park is to the south.
Okay.
This is her remaining property.
Okay, and we're acquiring this.
We acquire the triangle that would allow us to connect
to
the
come
trail.
Through here. Okay, yeah. I saw this dotted line. I wasn't sure what. Okay.
Yeah, that's a stone row.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the hope is that we can put a trail kind of middle of that.
Yeah.
Because like further down the point of it is wet, is very wet and stream.
Okay.
So, and we wanted to give ourselves enough buffer, you know, when we lay it out the trail that people aren't walking right on the edge of her property.
Right.
You know, so that's so, we walked it, flagged it 2 years ago. I doubt the flags are still there.
Yeah.
But where it was dry enough that we could cross and give it enough buffer on that side. And that's,
yeah.
So that's what that's for.
That's good.
Any other discussion, comments, questions? Or a first motion to accept the proposed amendments?
I'll make a motion to accept the proposed amendments on the VIG Quinto property, Mickwin Connector.
Yep.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And next, would there be a motion to proceed with the acquisition?
I'll make a motion to proceed with the acquisition of 661 Woodglen Road, Mickwin Connector.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And I'd like to offer on behalf of the committee a gratitude and thanks to the property owner for being willing to sell these 2 acres to connect two existing properties. I think it'll be a big addition to the community. So then the next topic would be 2.5 years ago we got quotes for the survey work that's required for this transaction. In discussion with the clerk and the attorney, I updated with the preferred bidder at that time, which would be the survey firm of Boren and Boren, which would perform all the work for a fixed price of $3,560. We also have two other quotes, one for $4,500 and one that had different add-ons for depending on the number of monuments, which could be either $3,300 a little lower or $3,750 a little higher. I would like to recommend that we enter a contract with Born and Born for the survey work for the Mickwin Connector Project, as we would call it, for $3,560. Any discussion?
No. I'll make a motion to approve the approve Born and Born as the surveyor for the Mickwin Connector for $3,560.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. And just to note, these expenditures come out of our open space trust fund. It's the plan. And by the way, at least half of the transaction costs, like the surveyor, will be paid for by the New Jersey Water Supply Authority under their offer. Any other old business that anyone would like to bring up? Then on to new business. First item of new business relates to police chief succession. Let me first note in your packets, you'll see a letter from the police chief who is advising the committee of his plans to retire at some point during the winter. He's not determined an exact date, which will come when he does determine that, but he's giving us ample notice in order to plan for a successor. Therefore, the township last meeting in executive session, when we first learned of this possibility, we appointed the police liaison Mark Wall and Tom McKee, who had done the succession process a couple of years ago, I guess 3-4 years ago, when Chief Gale was made the chief. We appointed them to be the subcommittee. I turn it over to them now to propose a schedule for succession selection.
Yeah, so the next page in the packet is basically just a brief outline for succession, because the big thing between this and the last one, we'd like to, you know, and I think Jack was feeling the same way, is that if we can have an overlap of time between him leaving and the new officer being selected, so he can give him some training and point him in all the right direction, where Jack didn't have that. He came 3 or 4 months after the retirement of the previous chief. So the thoughts here is for tonight, I'm glad that Jack was able to get us the letter, is to approve notification. We have the notification that we did last time, the post downstairs with all of our officers, we are going to be looking for a list of who everybody's interested with resumes, and figuring we can get them back by October 4th, since it's just our guys, and hopefully between now and the October 4th, we should be able to get that stuff back here. My expectation is then the October 16th, we can review, have them all review. Depending on how many officers are interested, we do it as a whole group. I don't think we're going to get a whole lot. I mean, we only have so many officers. And I know some of the ones that are 1, 2, 3 year guys are not going to be putting it in, so it's unlikely at least. I think it's just easier than we probably, instead of having a whole set of reviews and another set of interviews. And that's why I just put in there those two dates. And that's, again, those are Thursdays, which we tend to typically have. And mainly I put it all out there just to kind of give everybody a mental visual of where the timeline would be. So in expectation, you know, Jack could have at least a month or so with the person. Point just to Matt is, how do we, is that become like a chief elect?
Really, it's less formal than that at that point until there's a formal
tell the person and tell everybody else that they didn't. I mean, obviously the person who is going to be chief,
we can proceed, Mark, in the general parameters of what you laid out to get through the process, but there is a very narrow way to formalize it.
Okay. Yeah, because I know last time it was like we couldn't, it seemed like we couldn't even announce it till like that night who the chief was, and it's kind of, you know, but it really doesn't make an easy succession. So there's got to be some place that we should be able to
give that. I can write it up for you.
So okay, that we so can that give that opportunity for who's going to take over the job to be able to start working with Jack to have a, you know, find out where all the papers are and everything that maybe he needs to know and follow that through. So, okay. So hopefully this will, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we don't have an exact date right now.
Right, I mean, right. We don't. He doesn't know exactly.
It could be later, so.
You know, he expects it's, you know, at very end of this year, early the next year is at this point is where he's seeing. But that could be a month or so either way. But
either direction, okay.
And we could also have snow days on December 4th and, you know, and throw us all out of whack. So, you know, so that's kind of why I put that here, just to make everybody aware of what the timeline that we're looking at. So if there's any other questions or...
So for now, November 7th and 14th are just a heads up that we may schedule interviews on those meetings with the full committee.
Yeah, because those are Thursdays, and that's typically when we do things like that.
Is
so.
That league, the 14th, is, are we...
That's
are
a
you?
Week before that, so...
Oh, it is, that's right, because it's later this year.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
So the action tonight would be
to approve notification for requesting applications for the chief position from the officers down there.
So that would be the motion. Either being made or that we're looking for.
They were looking for or being made. I'll make the motion to approve notification of requesting applications for the chief position.
I'll second.
With a deadline of October 4th.
With a deadline of October 4th.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next is a Recreation Committee member resignation. If you want to say anything as liaison to the rec committee, or
yeah, we'd like to. You know, Stacy Timpson from the rec team has decided to give in her resignation, and we'll take it with regrets. And she's been a great member of the team, so I'm sure she'll be around. We'll see her around, so we're going to miss her.
So, would you like to make the motion to accept?
Yeah, I'll make the motion to accept the resignation of Stacy Timpson from the rec team with regrets.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then we happen to have, we're lucky enough to have a resident stepping up to fill the unexpired term of Stacy Timpson, which expires December 2022. Would you like to say anything about
it? Yeah, we have Meredith Tyers. T-Y-E-R-S. She's going to be joining the Recreation Commission. She's an elementary special education teacher for 12 years, and she's helped plan and volunteered her time at many events at the school. So she's a resident of the township, obviously.
So we're lucky to have...
Lucky to have her.
People filling right in.
Mm-hmm.
So I can make a motion to accept the appointment of...
I'll make the motion to accept Meredith Tyers as the new appointee to the Recreation Team, replacing Stacy Timpson.
December
of 2022.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And I believe we still have two alternate positions open on the rec committee, if anyone knows interested parties. Any other new business anyone would like to bring up? With that, we're on to presentation of vouchers.
Thank you. Go and I'll come back to me.
Okay. I have New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan premiums for the month of September totaling $32,286.74. Dove Environmental Education. This is paid for, I believe, on our Clean Community. This is for different presentations at the school and parks, $1,780. And Groendyke Associates, so the volunteer accident policy that we discussed last meeting, approved last meeting, $1,229.
Okay, I had one for Griffith Allied Trucking for gasoline for police, $1,150.43.
Okay. Okay, I have one for Econo Signs for some street signage for $1,198.62, and I've got one for Griffith Allied Trucking, LLC, for diesel for $1,808.90.
I don't have any of that qualifying.
So the total voucher list is $58,986.69. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, a couple of items of correspondence. Deb, would you like to go through the rec?
Yes, we have some upcoming Recreation Commission activities. We have the Park/Recreation Team Fall Festival, September 28th. We have the Full Moon Hike on the night of October 11th. We have Halloween Madness on October 27th, and we have the Visit with Santa, the tree lighting, on December 1st.
Thank you. Tax collector's report for the month of August. Taxes collected for the year 2019, $4,655,287.30. Taxes collected remaining from the year 2018, $29,307.22. Taxes prepaid for 2020, $57,576.57. Interest collected of $6,008.74. Tax sale cost of $676.34. In lieu taxes, $660 for total receipts of $4,749,516.17. No other correspondence. With that, is there a motion to open to public comment?
Make a motion to open public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on any topic. If you could just state your name and the road you live on and then the floor is yours.
My name is Rivers. I live on Dewey Lane. I was just curious with the quarterly newsletter if it would be okay to here simply put, please join us for township committee meetings, first to third, just to make, I mean, this is circulated.
Yep.
Not everybody receives a paper, not everybody's online, but this is circulated, I think, and received better by more households in this township.
Yep.
So.
We'll bring that up in case there's any issue with, you know, the post office not wanting more clutter or something. We'll. Yep, I agree.
Walking of the address, return address, or
I wouldn't think so, but we'll suggest it, and if not there, we'll find a better spot. But it's a good suggestion. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it would be nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? With that, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And that takes us to executive session. We will go into executive session, Resolution 81, 2019, for the topic of...